All right, we're back, and we're going to talk now about The Legend of Zelda Four Swords Adventures. This one's from Nintendo. You can play it on your GameCube, and if you have friends, you can play it on the GameCube and Game Boy Advance. This is by far the best reason to get the whole connectivity cable between the GBA and the GameCube. Nintendo has proved why this thing works and how it can be done effectively. Let's talk about what this game actually brings to the table, okay? All right. Basically, you've got a slightly condensed Zelda-style adventure. You've got a bad sorcerer that's taken all of these women and run away with them, and Link has to go and find them, but he picks up this magic sword that splits them into four different links. You put them into formations to activate different switches and solve set little puzzles and go head-to-head with some of the bad guys where you need all that firepower. The way that the adventure is broken out, you have sort of eight game worlds that you get to play in that are split up with three chapters. And each of the chapters takes about an hour to complete. So we're talking about a game that's going to give you about 20 hours of adventure-style gameplay. And what's cool about this is that you can save anywhere along the way, and you can play single-player when you pick up again, or if you have friends over, you can have them join in your adventure at any time, which is really great.
I have a big problem with the production of the music. Now, let me explain. I love the Zelda theme.
Yeah.
I love the way they use the motif within the game, the Zelda motif.
Right.
It's very familiar. It's very cool. But why go with MIDI chip music when this is a new game?
It's a retro-looking Zelda game. The retro-sounding music and MIDI sort of effects and stuff are perfectly styled for this game.
If you're going to take a game like that from 15, 20 years ago and make it modern,
make it blend with the Game Boy Advance.
How about online? You ever hear of that?
Online would have been cool, too.
Online would have been nice.
Absolutely. But listen,
I mean, Zelda would be the title to launch the online system.
That would be very cool.
The people who love this style of game are going to freak out. Go out and buy it. Don't listen to what I'm saying. All I'm doing is I'm offering suggestions on how they could have made this a better game for the masses and not just the fanboys who appreciate this.
No, you're right. They should have handed out VR goggles and a full two-pound sword to everybody that bought the game.
I'm done talking now.
So with cinematic,
I'm done talking.
Actually, they should have had a whole symphony orchestra following behind you, walking with a marching band, playing the game as you're playing it on your
Game
Boy Advance.
Like every other game that's being done out there right now.
Just appreciate how great this thing is.
I'm just telling you how they could have made it better.
What are you going to give it?
A 7.
9 out of 10. On the positive side, this is the first Zelda adventure you can play on a console with your friends. This is the best Game Boy Advance GameCube integration we've ever seen. And the formations, the quicker missions, and the inventory management make us a completely fresh Zelda experience.
On a negative side, although the gameplay is amazing and Zelda freaks are really going to dig this, here are a few suggestions I could offer. A, it would have been nice to have seen really high production quality music. B, I would have loved to have seen some awesome storytelling cinematics. And C, wouldn't online have been great?
Man, you just got to learn to appreciate a game for what it is.
You need to drink the water.
Right.
That's what you need to do.
Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about two Game Boy games versus...